Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Apofo, Head Pastor of Grace Coast Chapel. Do you need direction in life? Are you yearning for a closer walk with God? Are you desiring to be fruitful? The Word of God provides the answers. Feed on God's Word and let the grace of God envelop you as you listen to this life-changing message. Be blessed.
Father in heaven, we love you for another opportunity to be in your presence, to sit under your feet and to hear from you. We ask for mercy tonight as well. We ask that you speak the very unadulterated word of God. This is your word. Magnify it above every other circumstance, above every situation. Let it come forth with clarity and power. Let the name of the King alone be glorified. For this is certainly not the work of a man. This is the work of the Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit, take over and influence us in the right direction. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Will you give Jesus a mighty clap? Thank you. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you. Well, last Sunday I began a series on how to develop your spirituality, or developing your spirit man. Everybody say, develop your spirit man. Oh, come on, say it louder. Hallelujah. Developing your spirit man, or your spirituality. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we learned that we are not human beings having a spiritual experience, but we are what? Spiritual beings that are having what? A human experience. Amen. And we said that was so important that we work on our spirit man, because that is the real you. Hallelujah. What you are seeing on the outside is simply a container. Amen. A container. The real you is what is inside of you, and it is important that we get our priorities right as people of God and develop the real us, that is our spirit man. Because for a very long time we have concentrated on the outward. And as you can see, this message is connected to what I just finished with, developing your roots. You know, the roots is the most important part of the tree, because it is that gives nourishment, strength, stability to the tree. Without roots, there is no tree. Hallelujah. There can be a tree without what? Leaves, without fruit, without even a stem, in a certain sense. But there can be no tree without what? Roots. Because it's the roots that gives it life, nourishment, stability, and longevity. Even a tree, it has hope. When it is cut off at the scent of water, where does the water come from? From the roots. It will spring out again and become a mega tree or a big tree. Now that tells us that the roots is what is important. In the same way, when we come to our walk with the Lord or our life on earth, the most important thing is not your hair, your shoe, your houses, your car, or what have you. The real thing is your spirit man. Hallelujah. And it is important that as people of God, we learn to develop and improve our spirit man. Hallelujah. And so I began last week and I said that in spirituality, there are levels. And I'm going on four levels. We touch on level one, level two. Hallelujah. And I'll be continuing on Sunday, level three. And then level four. I don't know whether level four is the fourth dimension. But I see in Revelation, John traveled on four levels of spirituality, different encounters, receiving revelations from the Lord. Four counts, he had a unique experience, and each one seemed to be higher than the previous. Amen. Amen. And so on Sundays, we'll be dealing with the levels of spirituality. And I want to challenge you that as we go through it, you must desire a higher level. Because we all don't operate on the same level. Hallelujah. In the spirit, when? On the Lord's Day. Sunday, level one. Most of us are spiritual on Sundays, level one. Sundays, we are nice people. Everybody is very smiley. Everybody is a lady, gentleman. Nobody, people insult you, you don't talk back. You are very kind, you are very generous. But that's just level one. I was in the spirit or on the Lord's Day. Amen. So we are going to climb from that place. And we are going to move into the four levels. But for Wednesdays, I want to take my time and teach about how to develop your spirit, man. Hallelujah. Amen. So on Sundays, we are going on the levels, just to provoke you to move to a higher level. But on Wednesdays, we want to take our time and teach about how to develop your spirit, man. How many of us want to develop our spirit, man? Amen. I believe God is going to show us these few Wednesdays how we can develop the real us. The real you, how you can develop it. And how developing your spirit, man, can be of great benefit to you. For instance, one of the great benefits you are going to receive as you develop your spirit, man, is that when your spirit, man, is developed, it will be able to assess the things that are freely given to us. Amen. In the kingdom, there are many things that are freely given to us. Tell anybody, it's free. It's free. But when your spirit, man, is not developed up to that point, you don't even know it, number one. Number two, you can't even access it because you don't know it's yours. Amen? But as we know and learn how to develop our spirit, you will suddenly, your spiritual eyes will suddenly. Paul said, I pray to God that the eyes of your understanding be open. That is, your spiritual eyes be open so that you might know, number one, the hope of what you're calling. Number two, the exceeding riches that are in Christ Jesus. And the King James says, exceeding great riches. Means that there are many great riches there stored up in the heavenly places. And you can freely access them when the eyes of your spirit is open. But what if you don't know? You become a slave in the kingdom of God, which is an irony. You can become a slave in your own father's house. Like that man that used to work in Luke 15, the prodigal son, the bigger brother of the prodigal son. He said, for all these years, I have slaved for you. He was working for God, but he had a slavery mentality. But the Bible says we have been adopted as sons so that we can cry, Abba, Father. We have a relationship. We have been adopted. And our spirits cry. You are a son of the Most High God. And you have access to spiritual things that have been freely given to you. But what if the eyes of your understanding doesn't open? What if you don't develop your spirit? And so in the next few weeks, we're going to learn how we can develop our spiritual man. How many are ready for this? All right, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I see you taking all that which belongs to you. Oh, I say, I see you taking all that which belongs to you. All your spiritual inheritance, you are going for them in the name of Jesus. He who did not spare his only son, but gave him up for us. How much more will he not with him freely give us all things to enjoy? Tell your neighbor, it's free. It's free. But you've got to access it. by spiritual revelation. Hallelujah. All right. But today we want to see in how we can develop our spirit. Surely, brothers and sisters, 1 Corinthians 3. Let's read King James for today, for this teaching. Brothers, King James, please, if you have. All right. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual men, but unto carnal, even as unto babies in Christ. All right. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither ye now are able to bear it. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as what? Men. Take note of that. And walk as what? Men. For while one of you said, I am of Paul, another said, I am of Apollos, and yet are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who then is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed, even as unto the Lord gave to every man. Okay, then it continues on and on and on. But this is what I want you to note before I start. Bible says that, are you not mere men? If you read the NIV, it says, are you not mere human beings? If you behave like this. Now that presupposes that when you get born again, you are not a mere man. Hello? Look at the NIV. Let's look at the NIV quickly. Are you not mere infants in Christ? Continue to quickly. I wanted to give you milk, but you still are not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men? Mere, ordinary men. Ordinary means that God is saying that if you're a Christian and you don't take your position in Christ, you can become like a mere man. But really, the moment you get born again, you are not a mere man. Tonight you are sitting with extraordinary people in the house. Oh, come on, pin somebody and say, watch out, watch out. I'm not an ordinary guy. I'm not an ordinary woman. Come on, pinch the person. I am an extraordinary person. I'm not a natural person. I am a supernatural person. The Spirit of the Most High God is resident in you. You're not a mere man. Listen, we are very dangerous people walking on the surface of the earth. And yet, we haven't caught that revelation. And so, we are walking around like mere men. And witches are frightening you. In fact, some of us, not witches, cockroaches. When you see a cockroach in your house, hey, in Jesus' name, mere men, cobwebs. You are walking and some cobwebs fly on your face. Oh, brother, wake up, get up, wake up, move higher, and know your status. Lift your hand and say, I'm not a mere man. I'm not a mere man. I take my position in Christ. I'm not a mere man. The Bible says, as many as believed in him, to them who received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. Children not born of a human decision or a husband's will or of natural descent, but children born of God. My brothers, you are born of God. You are a supernatural being walking on the surface of the earth. For he that is born of the flesh is flesh, and he that is born of the spirit is spirit. I remember many years ago when we were in the university, I had a young man who came to first aid. He didn't have a place to sleep, and this young man who came to perch with me. Christian brothers, nobody wanted to pick him up. A Christian brother has come to campus. He wants a place to lay his head and Christianity. We can't pick him up. It's a shame. So I picked this brother up, and he came to live in my room and ate. This guy can pray. Morning, afternoon, evening. Every time he's praying. So one day some 30 or 40 years knocked and they came in. They wanted to come and pound him. And when they got there, they said, "What is your name?" I said, "Me?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Are you talking to me?" I said, "Yes." I said, "May your home home." I said, "Hey!" Then we said, "Hey, home. Please, let's go." They left him in peace. Carbon deliver, carbon kaba. I see all the demons leaving you in peace. Because you are spirit, not a mere man. Psalm 82, verse 7. He said, "I say, ye are gods, but you will die as mere men." Why? Because you lack revelation. You simply lack revelation. The unfortunate thing is that you have not taken your possession. Now notice that I say, as an emphasis, I want you to get it in your spirit. Ye are gods. Oh, I see some dangerous people. I see some dangerous people today who will turn the kingdom. Will give way. Sickness will give way. Lack will give way. Because you are not an ordinary person. You better catch that revelation. We walk by revelation, not by sight. I say, ye are gods. But if you don't catch it, then unfortunately, you will not live to fulfill that great potential God has given you. You will die as a mere man. May you not die like a chicken. May you not die like a mere man. I see you leaving your impact on the sand shores of life. Because you pass through this city will never be the same. Because you pass through that family, can I talk to somebody here? Your family will never be the same. I see you leaving your impact on the sand shores of life. I say, ye are gods. Put your hands together. You are gods. You are gods. Spiritual being. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says something powerful. 16, that's from 16. It says, "Henceforth, know we no man after the flesh." Check that. Let's go to, I think I'm in the King James Anointed. "Henceforth, know we no man after." That means when I see you, I don't want to recognize you after the flesh. I see you as a new person. I see you as a spirit. I see you in the glory of God. From today, he said, "For we once regarded Christ after the flesh, but no more." You see, the change happened when Christ died and rose up from the dead. Something supernatural took place.
For listening to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Apopo, Head Pastor of Grace Source Chapel. We believe you've been blessed. For this and more life-changing messages, please make a date with us every Monday to Friday from 11:40 a.m. to 12 noon on Spirit 88.3 FM. We invite you to worship with us at Grace Source Chapel next to us at the house, Edum. Our first service is at 7 a.m. and our second service is at 9 a.m. on Sundays. For more information, please call us on 0264-203040 or 0322-191766 or email us at adumfie@gmail.com. We'll love to hear from you. It's your season of grace.
believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. Info@godswordforus.com.